The Lucy Desi Comedy Hour. With special guest star Milton Berle. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
Hello, is this Milton Berle's office? I'd like to speak to Mr. Berle, please. This is Mrs. Ricky Ricardo. Oh, well, even if he is busy working on his new book, I know that Mr. Berle will speak to me. Yes, just tell him it's Ricky Ricardo's wife. I'm sure he's heard of my husband. Well, my husband will be very upset. Goodbye.
Lucy!
Ah, good morning.
What were you doing using my name to try to get to Milton Berle?
I wasn't using your name. I was using my name, Mrs. Ricky Ricardo.
That's my name.
Oh. Well, you sure are grouchy this morning, Mrs. Ricardo. Well, anyway, it didn't work. Maybe you ought to change your name.
Lucy. Never mind that. Now, I want to know why you were trying to get Milton Berle. What do you want with him anyway?
Well, I wanted to ask him if he would MC our Western show for our PTA benefit.
Why does it have to be you, the one who has to get somebody?
Because I'm the new chairman of the entertainment committee.
Since when?
Since I promised him I could get Milton Berle.
Look, I don't care what you promise, but I don't want you using my name to get anybody for any benefit.
Well,
you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. I've got to go to work.
Work? At this hour in the morning?
We're doing a new show, so this week I'll only be working days.
Oh.
Lucy?
Yeah?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What happened with Milton Berle? Did you get him?
Oh, the secretary wouldn't even put me through to him. Said he was working on his new book. Oh, dear.
Goodbye.
So long, Seymour. You told me you didn't want me to use your name.
Ay, mira que tiene.
Why doesn't Seymour want you to use his name?
He heard me use it on the phone when I was trying to get through to Milton Berle. He says it's an imposition.
Well, if you get stuck, Fred can always double as MC.
Ethel, MC means master of ceremonies, not Mr. Cornball.
I guess you're right. Well, so long.
Where are you going?
Home. I just came over to borrow Milton Berle's book, but if you can't get him for the show, I won't have to read it.
The book? Hey, Ethel, you've just given me an idea. I'll go see Milton Berle. And before you say, what will Ricky say, remember, he didn't say that I couldn't say that I'm Lucy McGillicuddy.
Lucy, if you couldn't even get to talk to him on the phone as Lucy Ricardo, what makes you think you'll get in to see him as Lucy McGillicuddy?
His book. I'll tell him how much I enjoyed it, and I'll ask him to autograph it for me.
And how is all this going to get him to MC our show?
Well, while he's signing his name, I'll just tell him what a clever author he is and what a funny comedian he is. And I'll just casually mention the PTA benefit.
Do you think it'll work?
It can't miss. If there's one thing hammier than a comedian, it's an author. And Milton Berle is both.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry, Mr. Berle's on the phone with Hollywood.
I'm afraid not. There's someone with him now. There are people waiting to see him. He's working on his new book, and he has an appointment with his publisher, Mr. Watson. I'd suggest you call back in about 2 weeks. No, this is not a recording.
Good afternoon.
Yes?
Lucy McGillicuddy to see Mr. Berle, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Burrow's tied up with his publisher. What was it in regard to?
Oh, it's in regards to his book. I'd like him to autograph it for me.
Oh, I'm sure he'd be happy to.
I figured he would.
Where are you going, miss?
Into his office.
Just a minute! Just a minute! I didn't know. Leave your address and I'll mail it.
Oh, no, no. No, no, I couldn't bear to be parted from my wonderful book. You see, I've already read it 4 times.
Well, then why can't you leave it?
Well, it's sort of become a part of me. I take it wherever I go, and I read it over and over and over and over. Oh, yes.
All right. If you insist on seeing Mr. Berle, but I can't make any promises.
Oh.
Deadline to meet, and you're going to finish this by the end of the week.
I guarantee it.
In case you forget your promise, remember our contract. If you don't finish it, you lose half your royalties.
Oh, don't worry about that. I wouldn't want to lose half my royalties. And by the way, Mr. Watson, are you sure you want me to take out that joke on page 10? It's a big laugh.
They'll yuck, they'll scream.
Which one was this?
You know, it was wonderful. You know, when my mother was helping me with my homework when I was a kid, and she said to me, where does milk come from? And I said, cows. And she said, where does cream come from? And I said, cows. Then she said, where does butter come from? And I said, butterflies.
High school?
No, elementary, my dear Watson.
It's out.
Mr. Watson, will you do me a favor? Give Mr. Watson an envelope for the manuscript. Everything will be fine. Thank you. Hiya, fellas. Gee, I know you guys from somewhere. Your face look very familiar. Where do I know you guys from? Oh, I remember the act, Somersault and Mom. What can I do?
We thought you could use us in the Friar show tomorrow night.
This is great, great. We'll do a routine together. Step inside, we'll work it out. Come inside, everything will be... Oh, that's the bit I'm going to do with you.
When
you
Milton! Jump up...
This is ridiculous.
What do you mean, ridiculous? Excuse me, Mr. Burl, would you do me a big favor?
Yeah, sure.
When I told my kids I was working next door to Milton Burl, they made me promise to get your picture autographed.
Oh, fine. Well, gee, where'd you get this one? This is a wonderful picture.
How did you get in here?
I came up in a cement bucket.
20 floors?
Oh, it was a cinch. The crane operator swung me over to Mr. Burl's terrace, and I hopped out.
Incredible.
A young man, come here. To whom shall I make it out?
To Billy.
To Billy?
Yes, Estelle, Dave, Lawrence, Frankie, Eleanor, Bruce.
All right, I'll just make it out to Billy and the gang. Hey, young man.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Burl. Do you mind if the other fellas drop in for your autograph?
Anytime you want, young man.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, I have to run off. My cement bucket is double parked.
Your cement bucket is double parked? You build the buildings. I'll tell the jokes. Jokes I've ever heard. Got that down, Miss Trent.
Milton, you'll never get those 50 pages done. One man bands, acrobats, sand hogs.
I promise this is the last interruption. Don't worry about a thing. I will promise. So long, kid. Anytime you want to get a picture.
This is a man.
Mr. Burl, this will just take a minute.
The trouble with you is you can't say no to anybody.
Mr. Burl.
Oh, you're wrong, Mr. Watson. I can say no anytime that I want to say no, I can say no.
Mr. Burl, I'm Lucy McGillicuddy.
I'm sorry.
I just loved your book, Earthquake.
I'm afraid not.
Since you're such a great author, such a funny comedian.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
I'd just love for you to autograph.
No, absolutely no.
See what I mean?
I said no, didn't I?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burl.
Oh,
I just loved your book. I thought it was wonderful.
You're very sweet.
It's so powerful, tense, and artistic.
Powerful, tense, artistic?
Yes, PTA.
PTA.
Yes, which reminds me, we're having a little PTA benefit Friday night.
Milton, the only way you'll ever meet this deadline is to hide out someplace.
Maybe you're right.
Well, how about my place? It's up in the country, away from things?
With your mother-in-law there all the time? Yakety-yakety-yak. Remember what happened to Ernest Hemingway the last time? 3 days at your house and he fled to Cuba.
I don't care where you go, so long as it's secluded and you won't be bothered.
I got an idea. I could stay at my mother-in-law's house. She hasn't spoken to me in 3 years.
Oh. Milton, you've got to get away from all your friends and relatives.
Please, I don't mean to butt in, but I have a house in Westport.
Yes, madam, I'm sure it's lovely.
Yes, it is, and you could work up there every day.
Well, thank you, young lady, but I'm sorry, I couldn't impose upon you.
Oh, you wouldn't be imposing at all. You could work up out there every day and nobody'd ever know.
Thank you very much, but it's out of the question. Thank
Wait a minute, Milton.
What?
Mrs. McGillicuddy may have something.
Thank you very much. I can't accept your offer. She's a total stranger.
But that's just the point. Because she is a total stranger, no one will be able to find you and bother you.
That's true. That's true.
That is true. But I'd have to pay you for the rental of your house.
Oh, Mr. Burl, I couldn't accept your money.
The price is right. Okay, it's a deal.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I've got to run. Thank you so much,
Mrs.
McGillicuddy.
Oh, it's quite all right, Mr. Watson.
And, girl, don't you forget, we've got a deadline.
Oh, don't worry. I'll finish it. I'll also call you on the phone and let you know where to get in touch with me.
Fine, but be sure I'm the only one.
Oh, don't worry. Gee, young lady, I can't understand why you're being so kind and so generous.
Oh, well, it's really quite simple. You see, I am a patron of the arts.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. And whatever benefits a great author benefits me. Speaking of benefits, there is a teensy-weensy little benefit at my little boy's school Friday night, and I was so hoping you could appear.
You know, that's the sneakiest offer I had since Lindy promised to name a sandwich after me if I gave up my table near the door.
You do it?
Say, if I can eat standing up in Lindy's window, I can surely do your benefit.
Oh, thank you.
If I finish my book in time.
Well, you can start working there tomorrow from 10 to 5. My husband's gone from 9:30 to 5:30.
Good, good.
I'll give you the address.
Oh, look, not a soul must know. Not even Mr. McGillicuddy.
Who?
Your husband.
Oh, especially Mr. McGillicuddy. Oh.
My breakfast yet.
Boy, you sure are a slowpoke.
Listen, just because these are 3-minute eggs doesn't mean that I have to eat them in 3 minutes.
You better hurry, you'll miss your train.
What are you doing? I got plenty of time.
You know how these commuter trains are, honey. Always early.
What are you talking about? They haven't been early in the last 100 years.
Well, it's always the first time.
All right, Lizzie. Now, what are you up to?
Up to? I'm up to my neck in housework that I can't start until you leave.
All right. I shall leave as soon as I finish my coffee.
You drank it. You may eat slow, but you sure drink fast. Well, bye-bye, dear.
How do you like this? Milton Berle is looking for a new Latin banner for his television show.
That's nice.
Maybe I could get the job. Say, I'm sure glad that you didn't bother him anymore about that PTA benefit.
Yeah, well... Yeah. We are. Bye, dear. Bye-bye.
I don't know why, but I get the feeling that you're trying to get rid of me.
Why, honey, how can you think a thing like that? It's just that I love to kiss you goodbye. I can't kiss you goodbye until you leave. Bye.
PTA show.
Yes, that looks wonderful, Fred. You just look great. Goodbye, Fred.
Come on, Ethel, I know when somebody's trying to get rid of me.
No, you don't. What do you think I've been trying to do for 25 years?
Goodbye, Ethel. No, wait, I want to talk to you. What happened with Milton Berle yesterday?
Well, he said if he finishes his new book on time, he'll appear at the benefit.
Wonderful. How'd you get him to agree?
Ethel, you ask entirely too many questions for so early in the morning.
Well, if you're going to get nasty, I'll leave.
Good. Oh, no.
Good morning, ma'am.
Nothing today, thank you.
McGillicuddy. It's me.
Oh, Mr. Berle, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you.
Well, I figured I'd wear a disguise in case you weren't alone.
Oh, I'm alone, all right. I hurried my little boy off to school, I dashed my husband off to work, and I insulted my two best friends right out of the house.
Gee, I'm sorry to put you through all that trouble.
Oh, no, no, not at all. Now, I'm all set up. You can go to work right in there, and you better get started so you can finish in time for the benefit Friday night.
All right. Is this the place?
Yes. Wanted to make sure you'd started to work.
Well, it's pretty difficult to work without this.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Now what?
Coffee break.
Back in there, and I'll bring you some.
Oh, don't bother. I'll drink it at the table.
Now, every minute counts. Can't you drink while you work?
What is this, solitary confinement?
Now, you go on. Get back in there and get to work.
Down the village to get some cigars.
Mr. Burrow, how can you drink coffee, smoke cigars, and type at the same time?
No problem at all. I don't inhale.
I'll get the cigars for you. You just get back in there and get to work.
Well, if you do get the cigars, be sure you get me a dozen of these. They're imported from Havana.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will get them. Now, I'll bring your coffee to you. Now, you go on in there and get to work, please.
I wonder if Carl Sandburg started this way.
Appreciate it if you would knock before you enter my house.
This may be the last time I ever enter your house. My husband and I have had a discussion. We don't like your attitude, so we've decided we wouldn't be on your old PTA show if you got down on your knees and begged us.
Oh, Ethel, I guess I have been a little on edge.
That's putting it mildly.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
In that case, I accept your apology, and Fred and I'll go on the show as scheduled.
Oh, good. Yeah, Ethel, just because I apologize doesn't mean that I'm running a coffee house.
Lucy, you're acting awful peculiar this morning.
Oh, you're just being touchy. Goodbye, Ethel.
Wait a minute. Where did this come from?
Havana?
No, I mean, whose is it?
Ricky's? He's from Havana, too.
Ricky smokes those little thin cigars.
Oh. Someone left it.
Who? Who? Yeah, who?
Oh, all right, Ethel. You guessed my secret. When I'm alone, I smoke cigars, the big ones. That's why I was trying to get rid of you. Yeah, that's it.
Let's see you smoke it.
No, thanks. I just finished one. I'm trying to cut down to two a day.
I won't believe you till I see you smoke it.
Ethel, would you give me that ashtray on the table, please? Nothing like a good cigar, I always say.
You really like them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Whose hat and coat are you sitting on?
Ha, 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 ha. Am I sitting on a hat and coat? Well, what do you know?
I know they're not Rickies. And they certainly aren't little Rickies.
Well,
Don't tell me they're yours. Oh, you've taken up wearing men's clothes, huh?
Yeah, I find them very warm and practical. You know how flimsy women's garments are for these Connecticut winters.
I'll bet they're stunning.
They look all right.
I'd like to see you in them.
All Very chic. Thank you. Well, Ethel, now that I've answered all your nosy questions, if you don't mind, I'd like to be alone. What's that? What's what?
That noise. It sounds like typing.
Oh, that's me. Didn't I tell you? I've taken up Spanish dancing.
Since when did you take up Spanish dancing?
I took up cigar smoking.
Oh, that's right. They do go together.
Can't do one without the other.
Lucy. Lucy. I accept the fact that you're smoking cigars, wearing men's clothing, and have taken up Spanish dancing. But what are you doing with those Swiss bell ringers in the den?
Oh, all right, Ethel. I know you'll never give me a minute's peace until you know who's in there.
Who?
Who? You promise you won't tell a living soul?
I promise. Milton Burrow! What's Milton Burrow doing in there?
He's hiding out there. There were too many interruptions at his office, so I made a deal with him. He's working on his book out here. And if he finishes it by Friday, he's promised to appear at the benefit.
Does Ricky know?
Oh, of course not. If anybody knows, the deal is off. So whatever you do, don't you tell Fred.
That blabbermouth? Don't worry.
And if, whatever you do, don't let Fred out of the house.
Oh, I won't. Oh, cooped up with Fred Mertz for a whole week. I may take up cigar smoking myself.
By the way, Mr. Watson is going to stop by today to see how I'm doing.
Mr. Watson? Oh, your publisher.
Right, right.
Well, how are you doing?
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. McGillicuddy. I should be finishing time enough to do your benefit tonight.
Wonderful.
Lucy! Lucy!
What's the matter?
Who's she? Who's she?
It's all right. She knows. Oh. What's the matter, Ethel?
What's happening?
Oh. We've got to hide him.
Why?
Ricky's on his way over here, and he's boiling mad.
I thought Ricky was on his way to New York.
He was, but Fred got hold of him and told him there's a strange man coming here to see you every day.
Oh,
Ethel, how did Fred find out?
Don't look at me. You know old peeping. Fred nothing gets past here.
We've got to hide him.
Yeah, we'll have to hide him. No, no, in the closet.
Wait a minute. This is ridiculous. Why should I hide? I'll just simply explain to your husband what I'm doing here.
Oh, sure. And while you're explaining, he'll be punching you right in the nose. He has a terrible Latin temper.
Oh. McGillicuddy Latin?
Yeah, Irish Latin.
Yeah, and they're the worst kind.
Yeah.
You don't understand. There's no sense.
No, come on, we've got to hide. No, in the closet.
Wait a minute. I still say I shouldn't hide. When your husband gets here, I'll simply reason with him. And when I reason with him...
I'll get him!
Where do I hide?
Go in the closet.
I'll get him!
My way!
It's 10 to 1 he sneaked out the back way. Yeah, let's go.
Right.
You're home early, sweetheart.
Psst, Lucy, we need your help. Milton's got an idea.
Yes, dear?
Lucy, I want an explanation of what's going on here.
Hello, Fred.
Never mind that hello, Fred.
All right, you have what I said. What is going on out here?
Please, honey, lower your voice. I'll explain after the company leaves.
What company?
Oh, but please, honey. Come along, Mildred, dear. Isn't she a lovely lady?
Oh, yes, you really are.
Mildred Burke.
How do you do?
And that's my husband.
How do you do?
Mildred just dropped by to discuss some PTA business.
that's right. And thanks a million for allowing me to use your powder room. My makeup was just terribly messy.
Oh, it was not. You look divine, Mildred.
You never looked lovelier.
Well, it's been very nice meeting you, Mr.
Thank you. It's nice meeting you, too. I just adore your laughing Irish eyes. And you're cute too, Baldy.
And you're quite a looker yourself, Rosebud.
Thank you. And that reminds me...
But I was... It's too bad you have to run along,
oh, yes,
Mildred, dear.
I have to go. I have to leave.
I just walked in here and that character punched me in the jaw.
This is dreadful.
What's the matter with you?
What do you mean, what's the matter with me? This is the man that he'd be coming here every day while I was gone. He's a homewrecker.
He isn't the homewrecker. He is.
He.
Mildred will never be the same.
Mildred,
don't take it so hard.
I can't get over how mad Ricky got. You know, I really can't blame him.
After all, you ruined his chances of getting on Milton Berle's television show. And incidentally, you lost your MC for our benefit tonight.
Ethel, things are bad enough without having to listen to your stale synopsis.
Oh, cheer up. You still got Ethel and Freddie Mertz as headliners.
Oh, fish. Some headliners. Even you and Fred wouldn't walk across the street to see you and Fred.
Don't get so uppity. Who else is there?
I haven't given up on Milton Berle yet.
Boy, are you an optimist.
Ethel, I've been thinking.
Goodbye.
Aren't you able to listen to my plan?
Does it involve me?
No.
Good, then I'll listen.
All right. Now, look. I would like to get in to see Milton so I could apologize to him.
How are you going to do that?
Well, the other day when I was up to the office, I noticed that they're building a skyscraper right next door to his office.
Call up Mr. Watson, tell him I'm finishing, and pick up the pages anytime he wants to.
Yes, sir. Be ready.
appointment in 10 minutes. All right.
Good afternoon.
That's okay, Iz. Where are you going?
I'm going to Mr. Burrell's office.
Well, what's your name?
I'm Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, Mr. Burrell has specific instructions to keep you out.
Well, I just want to apologize to him.
No, no, you can't. No,
you see that,
Mr. Burrell, I tried. Mr. Burrell. Oh, he was here a minute ago.
Help! Somebody help! Lucy!
Ricky, help! Help get me down!
What are you doing up there?
I was trying to talk to Mr. Burrell.
Talk to Mr. Burrell?
Please, get us down.
Stay there. Stay right there.
Just a minute, sweetheart. Just a minute. Wait a minute, honey. Can you hang on? Hang on tight, dear.
Yes, sir.
Hang on tight, honey.
Get me down!
Get the man down.
Yeah, Mr. Burrell, just a minute. Mr. Burrell, if I get you down, will you promise to give Ricky a job on your new TV show? Mr. Burrell?
Anything.
And Mr. Burrell, will you promise to appear at the PTA benefit tonight?
Anything, I'll do that. I'll do it.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get you down this chair now. Watch it now.
Take it easy.
Watch it.
Take it easy. Watch it, boy. Take it easy. Watch it. Watch it.
Oh, come on, we gotta get right out to Westport if you're gonna do that benefit tonight.
Okay, but there's one thing I gotta do first.
Oh, what?
Faint.
Thank you.
Bartender.
Yes, sir. What do you have, stranger?
Whiskey.
Yes, sir. Coming right up. There you are, sir.
Take that away. I want to get plastered, not waterlogged. The other.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Hurry.
Yes, sir.
There you are,
sir.
Got any pretty gals around this town?
Pretty gals?
Stranger.
Howdy, gal. Who are you?
I'm the new school mom.
School mom? What do you teach?
What would you like to learn? You don't need no teaching. Where did you learn that?
School.
You learned that in school?
Yep. Recess.
What is that?
It's my horse. Thought I told you to wait in the car.
Muy hot outside.
How about that? An Arabian horse with a Cuban accent.
Ain't you Dirty Milty the cat rustler?
Yeah, I'm Dirty Milty. Who are you?
I'm the sheriff. You better watch your stuff, Buster.
Ask him silly question, get him silly answer. Bartender, drinks for everybody. And that goes for you, too.
I'm buying.
Then were the good old days.
What do you mean, were?
Here comes the buckboard and the wagon train across the plain.
And there's John Wayne.
Used to be a snap to run the good old stores, just raking the money and relax. The most expensive items were the sawdust on the floors and the water that you poured behind their backs.
Gals were what you couldn't find enough of then. All a lady had to do was wink. The women were outnumbered, and the men, well, they were men. So a lady never had to buy a drink.
You heard what she said.
A lady never had to buy a drink.
And their days were good old days, and it's no wonder there's a Western.
Thank you.
hustlers met their makers all along the trail, hanging from the limbs of mighty oaks. For robbing banks or jumping claims, they ended up in jail. But they never hung a man for stealing jokes.
Hey, Dirty Milky, I'm gonna shoot you full of holes.
Bartender.
Yes, sir.
More whiskey. I'm running out.
Right up.